Good morning. An active weather period ahead for interior New York and New England heading toward the middle and latter stages of the week. Heat and humidity has been building across the region over the last several days. With a trough of low pressure and wind energy at jet stream level acting on that increased heat and humidity, showers and thunderstorms will become likely through the afternoon and into the evening. Some of the storms could be strong to severe, with gusty winds, hail, frequent lightning, and torrential downpours. The possibility of some rotating storms not out of the question as well through the afternoon hours. Overnight tonight, things will tend to quiet down, although still some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It'll be muggy again overnight tonight with lows in the 60s to around 70. Another trough of low pressure, this time accompanied by a cold front, will move our way for the day tomorrow. This will produce even more showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and evening hours. While we will not have the severity with these storms tomorrow that we'll see today, the potential still exists for torrential downpours and localized flash flooding through Thursday afternoon and into the evening. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where Tropical Storm Arthur is intensifying and will be working its way up the coast. Right now, it looks like the cyclone will remain well off the eastern seaboard as it works its way to the north. However, its presence along the east coast may slow down that cool front and leave showers across parts of the region for the day on Friday, which happens to be Independence Day. So we'll go with clearing skies on Friday from northwest to southeast, but it'll be a slow process. In fact, we may not get rid of the last few showers until late in the afternoon or into the evening across central and eastern New England. High temperatures on Friday will be in the 70s to around 80. Either way, it looks like Arthur will move quickly after this point and be out of here by Saturday and Sunday, leaving us with mostly sunny skies and high pressure, and highs over the weekend will be in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Arthur, which is now located about 90 miles east of Cape Canaveral, Florida. Arthur is moving toward the north near 6 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue today. A turn toward the northeast is expected tonight, followed by a turn toward the northeast and an increase in forward speed tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Arthur is expected to move east of the east central coast of Florida during the day, pass east of northeastern Florida tonight, and move parallel to the coast of South Carolina tomorrow, and approach the Outer Banks of North Carolina tomorrow night. This area is under a hurricane watch. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Arthur is expected to become a hurricane by Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 59 degrees with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sun, 77 degrees, the dew point 70, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid with late-day thunderstorms in the lower 90s. Boston, hazy, hot, and humid near 90. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low, 71. The average temperature, 81, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 1/13 of an inch below normal, and 18.33 inches for the year, which is 3/7 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high 98 set in 1966, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, very warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms this evening, warm and muggy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely late this afternoon and highs in the lower 90s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, very warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms this evening, warm and muggy overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely late this afternoon and highs near 90. More showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, very warm, humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms this evening, warm and muggy overnight tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, more showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours in the lower 80s. Morning showers Friday, then increasing sun from northwest to southeast. Highs on the 4th of July in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, lower 80s. Middle to upper 80s with more humidity and the chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.